Birshut Moray Rabotai, with the permission of Hashem, we are today Parashat Beshalach. This parasha is the parasha of when the Jews become free people, when they left Egypt, and then they become free people. And up to now they were slaves, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the whole miracles that Hashem did to the Bnei Israel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the Bnei Israel that He is God, He is the one who created the world. And as you can see from this parasha, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he changed, you know, completely the nature. Can you imagine the Ki'at Yam Suf, when the Bnei Israel, crossed the desert? It's something incredible. How the Bnei Israel crossed this desert, and then when they had to cross the sea. Something that you cannot imagine. You cannot imagine how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he showed his hand to the Bnei Israel. He showed his hand to the Bnei Israel. What you cannot imagine, it happened. The Ki'at Yam Suf, the cross of the sea, the cross of the desert with few million people. Can you imagine few million people? They left Egypt with no food. And from where? Because they did not prepare. What kind of food they had to take to the desert? What kind of food? They left without food. And here, what you cannot believe, the parnasa, the food, came from the Shamayim. The food came from the... Can you believe that? Huh? Can you believe that? I mean, people, they leave. Millions of people, children, millions of people, they leave Egypt with no food. Except the matzot that they talk with them. The matzot that you eat during 7 days. Only matzot. And the food came from the Shamayim. And that food, it was tested. All kind of flavors, you could taste that food. That was a bigness. This is the parasha of the parnasa. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave them this, he gave them HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only, food that came from the Shamayim, but on Friday the food came for 2 days, because on Shabbos they're not allowed to collect the food, the man that came from the Shamayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, during the whole week, each one could take one part of the food that he needed, but on Shabbat, two parts. That means, from here we understand that if you have Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you don't work on Shabbos, on Shabbat, you get your HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the parnasa. From where we know that there is parnasa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that anyone who keeps Shabbat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him parnasa. From where we understand that? From the man. The man, he came on Friday. He came for Friday and for Shabbat, for 2 days. So that means when you close on Shabbat your business, you have Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the double price. It will give you the double parnasa for a Friday and for Shabbat. That was very important for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show the Bnei Israel how much you must have Emunah on him. Because having Emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because today the best business is on Shabbat, yes or no? All the shops are open on Shabbat. The best business today is Shabbat. It's incredible, huh? Why not on Friday? Why not on Sunday? Why not on Monday? Why Shabbat? Why Shabbat? This is Ma'ase Satan. This is the Satan. Because the Satan, he knows that the only day on the week from where you can learn to have Emunah and Bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on Shabbat, the day that you shut your clothes, you close your shop. That day we proclaim, that day we do an experience, that day we show Hashem we believe on you. Believe in Hashem. When you see everybody is open on Shabbat, you don't open. So the Satan, he want to bring doubt on your mind. Well, most of them are working on Shabbat. Most of the world, they are working on Shabbat. Most of the people are making a lot of money on Shabbat. So go, you as well. Why you short you? Why you don't work? But we have a Pasuk. We have Hashem. We have the Torah. We have somebody who we have the Torah. There is Hashem who said, no, Shabbat, you have to keep it. Since the Jews left Egypt, they left with a lot of parnassah. Yes or no? When they left Egypt, they took with them a lot of money for Egypt. When it was Kriat Yam Suf, when the Jews crossed the sea, the Egyptians came behind them and they brought with them a lot of wealth from Egypt. And when the Egyptians they drowned in the sea, all the wealth, all the gold, all the money that they brought with them, it went up the water and the Jews took it. So look, Amat HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them parnasa. When they left Egypt, in the middle of the desert, and then the man. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them the man. It's incredible. And the man. It's in the parasha of Shabbat. The parasha of Shabbat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is said directly to the Jews, from now on, you have to respect Shabbat. By respecting Shabbat, you become partner with me. Because I created the world and I know how to rule the world. Hashem is the Baal HaBayit. He is the creator. He has the secret of his creation. And Hashem, he decided, well, I created the world in 6 days. So that you will always remember that I am the creator only when you respect Shabbat. Because honestly, today we have people that are so busy, they have no time today to think about Hashem. So the only day that you can think about, even that when we pray during the week, we're in a hurry, we're in a rush, we want to do everything in a hurry, 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 hurry. Even to pray in the morning, we have to go to work. Even when we pray, we have no time to invest for Hashem. And afternoons, we're so busy, so mincha is, we do mincha, so like that and like that. And then Arbit, the prayer of the night, we are tired, we have to go home, there's children, there is the wife, there is to prepare. So there is, even Arbit, we don't do it 100% well. In the morning, so the only day that we have to do that when we can give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's only on Shabbat. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we must take one day during the week, after 6 days, one day that you have to rest. When you say the word resting, it doesn't mean to rest just for the sake of resting. No. When Hashem said to rest, that means to rest and study Torah and by keeping Shabbat. By keeping Shabbat, you see everybody is working. Everybody is making money and you don't make money. So then the Satan, the Tzara, will give you a lot of doubt about Hashem. Well, can Hashem give you all the money that you are losing? That why you don't work on Shabbat? So yes, you have to tell him yes. I have emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the proof? The man. When Hashem gives to the Bnei Israel the man during the 6 day week, there is a question: why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't bring the man from the Shamayim? Do you think there's a problem? Tell me yes or no. The water, the rain. There is always rain on Shabbat. Yes or no? Well, don't you think it's Chilul Shabbat for Hashem? Why there is rain on Shabbat? The Torah said that Hashem rested on Shabbat. How can you say that Hashem rested on Shabbat? What about the rain when it's raining? Hashem, it's like the sea. You see, there is energy, there is air. God forbid, if there is no air in the air, God forbid, we died. You understand? So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem, on Shabbat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a tnai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a condition. When he created the world, he made a condition with the rain, with the nature, that with the world, it's need, the water, so even on Shabbat there is water. So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not do with the man a condition? When the Jews will be in the desert, during the time that they will be in the desert, the man will come to them. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted that the man will only come on Friday and for Shabbat? Why not on Shabbat? Good question. Do you have an answer for that? You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really, he could if he wanted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like today. Today, we outside the world, l'atmosphere. In the atmosphere, there is no air. Yes or no? Like the moon. The moon, there is no air. There is no air. And here, there is here you can smile. You can breathe here. And Akash Baruch Hu did condition. Akash Baruch Hu made a condition with all the nature, like all the grass, all the trees. They're living on Shabbat. They're growing on Shabbat. You understand? But we're not allowed to put water there. But it's all life. It's carry on. Akash Baruch Hu made. He made a condition with all the nature to carry on, to live. Otherwise, God forbid, if the nature will not carry on to live, it will be the end of the world, you understand? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he could make a condition with the man to flow, to come from the Shamayim on Shabbat for the Jews. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, he didn't want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach the Jews that when you keep Shabbat, there is bracha. When you keep Shabbat, there is bracha. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach the Jews to have emunah bitachon. You must have emunah bitachon that on Shabbat you will get your parnasa even that you don't work. What it is the proof? Look, Friday. On Friday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each Friday during 40 years, it's amazing, it's incredible to believe. During 40 years, the man came twice on Friday, for Friday and for Shabbat. Never came on Shabbat. Can you believe that? It's amazing. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, the man came every day. On Friday, twice. Twice the amount of the food they needed, the Jews. For Friday and Shabbat. To show to the Jews for the generation to come, do not worry. Keep Shabbat. Have emunah bitachon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. From Shabbat, we learn something incredible. From Shabbat, we learn if you have emunah bitachon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbat, on Friday, so you will carry on having emunah bitachon during all week. Well, yes, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take care of you on Shabbat, the day that you don't work, of course he can take care of you Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, etc., etc. Now, I would like now to listen to this. I would like to ask you one question, and this is the main shiur that I want to give you. Why Shabbat? Now, because Shabbat is so important, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give us Shabbat in Egypt? Why Shabbat, Hashem gave us Shabbat only once we were out of Egypt? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us Shabbat when we were in Egypt? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the first mitzvah is Kiddush HaChodesh, okay? And then he gave us the mitzvot of tefillin, the mitzvot of chametz and matzah, and not to eat chametz on Pesach, and some. But why in the Torah, why Hashem didn't give us the mitzvah of Shabbat since when the Jews started? At the beginning, when the Jews, the Midrash said that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Paro to give the Jews one day a week, okay? Because at the time they used to work on Shabbat. They were slaves on Shabbat. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he said to Paro, if you would healthy slaves, give them one day a week to rest. So Paro said, which day? He told him, give him Shabbat. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, alav shalom, the way Moshe he had to leave Egypt, Paro, he canceled this day that he gave to the Jews and he forced them to work on Shabbat. So I would like just to ask you, why officially this mitzvah of Shabbat, he did not give it to the Jews in Egypt? Well, he only gave it when the Jews, they left Egypt and they gave it with the man. Because when it was the parasha of the man, if you see the parasha of Beshalah, the parasha of the man, and this parasha, Hashem said to the Bnei Israel, you will receive the man once every day, but on Shabbat, you will not receive on Shabbat, you will receive on Friday twice, two portions. The portion of Friday and the portion of Shabbat. So why? So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Jews, well, you have to keep Shabbat, etc., etc., etc. And then in the Matan Torah, Hashem gave us officially the Ten Commandments, officially the mitzvah of Shabbat was given. But why Hashem did not give this mitzvah of Shabbat really officially in Egypt? Can you give me an answer, please? Why? Why you tell me that on Egypt, you couldn't keep Shabbat there? Why? Of course, don't forget, when Hashem started to give the 10 plagues, they tell Makot to the Egyptian, the Jews did not work. The Jews were resting. I'm sure they keep Shabbat. But why the mitzvah which was not given officially? I'm sure that the Jews, they were keeping Shabbat in Egypt. I'm sure they were keeping Shabbat in Egypt. During that year that the Jews were when the Egyptians were receiving the 10 plagues, the 10 makot. But why it was not given officially Shabbat? Why? You see, it's amazing that when Hashem, he said to the Jews to count Sfirat HaOmer, he told them to count 7 weeks, yes? 7 Shabbatot, yes? 7 Shabbatot, it's total how much? 49 days. And the day of 50, it was Shavuot. So that means, you see here, seven weeks, and on Shabbat, Hashem give us the Torah, and the Torah, Hashem give us the Ten Commandments. On the Ten Commandments, there is the mitzvah of Shabbat, okay? Shamor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadeshu. That means, officially, the Shabbat was given when the Jews left Egypt, not when they went in Egypt. You know why? How long it took to Hashem to create the world? 6 days. And he rested this. After 6 days, is the Yom HaShvi'i. Hashem, he said, well, today is Shabbat. Today is the end of my work. I'm resting. The Zohar said, Kutcha berichu istake be'oraita o bara alma. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he looked at the Torah and he created the world, okay? And the Torah, you have there the mitzvah of Shabbat. That means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he was looking at the mitzvah of Shabbat. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he was creating the world, he said to the world, look, I create you with one condition, that when the Jews will respect Shabbat, you carry on. You carry on to function, okay? That means that the world will not stop, God forbid, the day that the world is resting on Shabbat. That the world will carry on working. Or the world will carry on to function. Just can you imagine that? Just when the pilot, look, I'll give you something, there is today the pilot, okay? Have you seen how the pilot, did you sit one day in your life next to the pilot or not? I saw a lot of times the pilot. You know, one day I said, if I was not a rabbi, I will be a pilot. Honestly, I love the plane. For me, every day when I travel a lot, every time that I take the plane, I said, Barabo Ma'asech Hashem. It's incredible how this machine is flying like that. It's amazing. The Chokhmah that Hashem, the intelligence that Hashem gives to the people to create a big wazoo, a big bird. It's incredible, incredible. It's something amazing. It's a kawah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give this Chokhmah to the Goyim to create this. But one thing I would like just to tell you, that it's something incredible. That when if you sit next to the pilot can put the you know, the function of the pilotage of with automatic. That the, even today, even when you take off and you land, you can do it on automatic. Yes or no? Automatic. And then the pilot can talk to you, and the plane, you know, carry on. He can fly in automatic, and he knows where it's going. Okay? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, Le'avdil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he created the world with the mitzvah of Shabbat, that the world know that on Shabbat, he has to rest. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Hashem, he made the world to carry on, function, on Shabbat, on automatic. So that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he don't need to do a Chilul Shabbat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is resting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the pilot, always is the pilot. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the world is in danger, there is Pekuach Nefesh, it's like this pilot. When the pilot, he said that there is the automatic function doesn't work correctly, what does he do? He take the manual. He fly the plane with his hand, yes or no? So on Shabbat it's the same. The word on Shabbat is function automatic. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it clear to the Torah Olam that the Shabbat Hashem is resting. So the word is going to carry on, function, and automatic. But when there is a pekuach nefesh, when, God forbid, has we shalom, there is too much averot, and the olam, you don't want to function, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu quickly, he takes the command to save the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is mechadesh b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereshit. Every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every day is mechadesh. It's a mamash chesed. It's a big chesed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a big, big chesed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mechadesh. Yes, you're right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh b'tuvo b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereshit. Every day, every day, every day. Every day is like a new day. But the problem is Shabbat. Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to rest. You understand? On Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is mechadesh on Shabbat. Shabbat! Ah, yes! HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on Shabbat, there is a itorerut of the Kedusha of the Shabbat on Shabbat, like the Shabbat that Hashem was rested. HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbat is mechadesh the first Shabbat that he rested. But he is mechadesh, you know, and so the tnai, so the condition that the condition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with the on Shabbat, that the Shabbat will be with the world, with the six days, that on Shabbat it will apply. On Shabbat it will be air, it will be rain. You know, nothing will change. We have a big problem. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give us Shabbat in Egypt? Because Shabbat, listen to this, please. Shabbat, when you keep Shabbat, you become partner with Hashem. You become partner with Hashem. Because when you keep Shabbat, you declare that Hashem created the world and released it on Shabbat. That you believe in Hashem. Ah, Hashem will tell you, when I created the world, your presence was not next to me, and you believe that I created the world. So believe so much on me, so I give you percentage. I give you the zichut that you are my partner. It's like both of us, we created the world. So the world belongs to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you the world because you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is the creator. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, I give you half. It's like a business. It's like a business. I give you half of my business. I give you the half of the olam, half of all what I created. Automatically, when you become partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you become so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Usually, two partners, they are close, like a man and wife. They are partners. They are married, so they are close to each other. So when we believe that Hashem is the creator, we become partner to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there is a problem. How can we become partner to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a city like Mitzrayim, where there is a full of Tumah? How can we become partner? Because don't forget, partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means I am partner with Hashem, even for Egypt. Now, there is a problem. There in Israel, they were, this is Kabbalah, I'm going to tell you. It's something that you never heard in your life. And after you will repeat that to me. Egypt, it's the place of full of Tum'ah. And the Bnei Israel, they were there in 49 degrees of Tum'ah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them Shabbat officially, they become partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how can they be partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world? How can they can become partner with Egypt? They had a link, they have a connection with Egypt. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very clever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them mitzvot, a lot of mitzvot. And among the mitzvot that he give them, you have to kill the Avodah Zarah of Egypt. Korban Pesach. Okay? This Avodah Zarah, this idolatry of Egypt, it was the sheep. So you have to kill the sheep. So the Jews, by doing that, they connect themselves from the Avodah Zarah of Egypt. Because they show the Egyptians, we are not scared of your God. We only serve our God, Hashem. And the Egyptians could do nothing to the Jews because they were afraid of them. So that, and the make of Shabbos is when you respect Shabbat, you become automatically partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because the Jews, they were in Egypt, to give them officially this mitzvah to become partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by keeping Shabbat, they couldn't do it with 100% because they were in Egypt. And Egypt was full of Tumah. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first, he gave them to the Brit Milah, okay? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Korban Pesach to kill the Avodah Zarah of Egypt. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Tefillin. Tefillin that you, it links you, it connects you with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then when they left Egypt, what happened? Tell me what happened. Okay. They started to count 7 weeks. 7 weeks, there is 7 days a day. It's Sheva Shabbatot. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Shabbat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a preparation to prepare themselves to count 7 weeks, 7 Shabbat, to receive the Torah, and they receive the Torah on Shabbat. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave them Shabbat with the man. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first, he wants to make them partner when they leave Egypt, this place of full of Tumah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knew that he cannot give them this mitzvah of Shabbat in Egypt while they were in Egypt, where they was there full of Avodah Zarah. Because Egypt was full of Tumah. And to receive this title to be a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have to be out of Egypt. And then Hashem gave them Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Torah on Shabbat. And the Gemara said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished the creation of the world beyond HaShishi. The Gemara said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tnai, a condition of the world. If the Jews will respect the Torah, and they will receive the Torah, after, on the 6th of Sivan, the world will maintain, the world will remain existent. Otherwise, I'll finish with the world. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made it clear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to show the Jews, look, because the Jews in Egypt, they could be afraid. If we don't work Shabbat, for where it will come Parnassa? Maybe that will give them doubt about keeping Shabbat. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave them an experience. Look, on Shabbat you don't go collect the man, the food. On Friday you collect 2 portions for Friday and Saturday. And then the Jews, when we will see that miracle, they will understand that if they keep Shabbat, they will have Parnassa. Parnassa and Shabbat. Shabbat and Parnassa. Because people, the most thing that can make them afraid is Parnassa. From where we will have Parnassa for the family. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll give you Parnassa. And I will prove you. On Friday, the man came. 2 portions. It's incredible. Incredible. That was a big miracle that happened on Shabbat. For the man. It's incredible. And we should know that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the bracha, if give you the bracha on your panasa on Friday with the zechut of Shabbat, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give you the panasa for the whole week for the zechut of Shabbat. It's incredible. Incredible, incredible. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the Jews, Hashem told them you have to build the Mishkan, that on Shabbat they did not work for the Mishkan. All week, they were building the Mishkan, except Shabbat. On Shabbat, they did not build the Mishkan. You know why? Because on Shabbat, the man become Mishkan of Hashem. When a man, he has a big emunah, bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that, he doesn't work on Shabbat, and he give this day gift for Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him, I don't need the Mishkan, you are my Mishkan. You are my Mishkan. It's incredible. Ay, ay, ay. Now we understand where the Torah was given on Shabbat. Now we understand where the Torah was given when they left Egypt. Now we understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them 7 days, 7 weeks to count the Sefirat HaOmer. He wanted to give them the chashivut that the day that we receive the Torah is on Shabbat. It was the 6th of Sivan, and it was on Shabbat. That all what Hashem did for them, only for the Torah. All what Hashem gave them, did for them, is that they can work 6 days a week and to rest on Shabbat. Ani Hashem, it's me Hashem. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, v'lo elecha Elokim al panai. And then Akash Baruch Hu, he made it clear that he is the creator. And then Akash Baruch Hu gave them, now that I am the creator, you have to respect Shabbat. I am the Baal HaBayit of the world. You have to respect Shabbat. You must have emunah on me. I'm the creator. If I don't want to give you a palasa, I will not give it to you every day of the week. So believe on me. Have emunah on me. And then you get palasa. How can we learn emunah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can we have emunah on Hashem? By keeping Shabbat. That way, there is a connection between Shabbat and the Torah. And the Gemara said, if you keep well Shabbat, it's like you respected the whole Torah. Why? Because Shabbat was given, the Torah was given on Shabbat. And if you want to respect Shabbat, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he considered like you respected the whole Torah. And don't forget one thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world on 6 days. Like on Shabbat, Hashem, he rested. So that means that when you rest on Shabbat, that means, and you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, so you become part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the 6 days during the 6 days that Hashem created the world. And I would like just to finish with this. How much is it Shabbat, Gematria? How much is it? Shabbat is Gematria 302. And how many mitzvot do we have? Yes, 613. Now tell me, what is the difference between 600 and 702? How much we have left in the middle? 613, we take 614 from 702. How much we will have left? 89. What's the meaning of 89? That means that on one hand, we have Shabbat, and on one hand, we have the whole mitzvot, 640 mitzvot. That means, when you respect Shabbat, it's 702. Take 613 from 702, you have left how much? 89. 89, it's like Pah. A Pah Nishbar is the Klippah. That means, when you respect Shabbat, you break the Klippah out. That means, on Shabbat, you have the Koah, because usually, only with the 613 mitzvot, you can break the klipa. And on Shabbat, you cannot do 613 mitzvot. It's impossible because Shabbat we rest. So on Shabbat, it's impossible to do 613 mitzvot. On Shabbat, we can only do one mitzvah. Keep Shabbat. So look, listen to this. When on Shabbat you keep this mitzvah on Shabbat, because listen to this. To break the klipa, we need to do all the time 613. But on Shabbat, there is only one mitzvah, keeping Shabbat. How can we do 613? So, but answer is, Shabbat is Gematria 702. And on 702, you take 89, you have 613. That means on Shabbat, by keeping only one mitzvah, you can break the klipa, Hapach Nishbar. This is the Koach of Shabbat. On Shabbat, the Koach of Shabbat is so strong. Even that you don't do the whole mitzvot, only by keeping one mitzvah, you can break the klipa. It's incredible. This is the Koach of Shabbat. On Shabbat, you're not worried about the panasa. On Shabbat, you have emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Shabbat, you have bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Shabbat, you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you everything you need. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. So Be'at Hashem, I pray for you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you bracha v'atzlacha. And with the zichut of this parashat parnasa, parashat beshalach, the parasha of the man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a lot of man, Be'at Hashem.